We turn now to news out of the Supreme Court. The court has struck down the conviction of an African-American death row inmate who was prosecuted 6 times for the same crime and by the same prosecutor. The Mississippi Supreme Court said 3 times that the prosecutor had a history of prosecutorial misconduct and racial bias in jury selection. This could determine the fate of a Mississippi man who has been in jail for nearly a quarter of a century. NPR's Nina Totenberg is in our studios to talk more about this. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Rachel.
Explain the case for us.
Well, the crime was a horrific crime. It was the murder of 4 people at a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi. It's a tiny 5,000-person town. 53% to 46% white. Black-white, so there's a black majority.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Flowers was arrested. As far as I can tell, there were no eyewitnesses to this crime, at least living, and there wasn't a great DNA kind of case.
Right.
And he was he was convicted 3 times. 3 times the Mississippi Supreme Court said that the prosecutor had committed prosecutorial misconduct, and not some trivial thing, things like lying about evidence that didn't exist and discrimination in the selection of juries.
Then how is he prosecuted 3 additional times?
Well, the next 2 times, it's the same prosecutor. There are more than one black juror, and the jury deadlocks.
Uh-huh.
And then in the 6th case, there's only one, and he's convicted. And the Mississippi Supreme Court upholds that conviction, and the Supreme Court today reversed the conviction because of jury discrimination.
So this was a 7-2 decision.
Mm-hmm.
The dissenters here were Justice Thomas and Justice Gorsuch. Justice Thomas, I understand, wrote the opinion. He is the only black justice on the court. What did he have to say about this?
Well, Justice Thomas has always maintained that discrimination in jury selection is just not something the court should be involved in determining, and that it's not for the defense to raise this, that it's only the jurors who can object to being discriminated against. Today he wrote an opinion for himself and Justice Thomas, and he said he noted that the court had at least once before had this case before it and sent it back for reevaluation. And he said that he couldn't see that they should have looked at it a second time. And he said the court's action only encourages the litigation and relitigation of criminal trials in the media to the potential detriment of all parties, including defendants. The media often seeks to titillate rather than educate and inform. And so that's been his position. His dissenting opinion is like twice as long as the majority opinion, written, I should say, by Justice Kavanaugh.
So what does this mean for the man at the center of it all, Curtis Flowers? Does he go free?
No. Mississippi can try him again. I don't think they probably can try him in Winona or with that prosecutor. That would not be wise. But if they think that they have a good case, they can try him again. He's been in prison for 22 years. These are tough cases for states to decide when there's an old case, to try to see if they have anything that they can persuade a jury that this guy is guilty. And, you know, sometimes they just have to bite the bullet and say, no, we don't, and we got to let him go.
We'll see. NPR's Nina Totenberg on the latest decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court. Nina, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.